Don't be sorry. It was necessary. You know, a phrase I heard deep in meditation. I remember I went for a walk. It was a beautiful day. You know, I had that morning grog, eyes barely open, feeling heavy, and I loosened up the energy and I slid into a beautiful meditation. And I sat down and simply spent time with myself. And then I heard my higher self say, "Oh, there you are." And I replied, "I'm sorry. I've been gone." And my higher self said, "Don't be sorry. It was necessary. It was necessary for you to be on that journey, to experience a space outside of your comfort zone, to test what is still true to you. Don't be sorry. It was necessary." Sometimes we step out of alignment, and it's a beautiful thing. It truly is, because we realize what is for us and what truly isn't. We reaffirm those simple, beautiful truths, and we let go of the ones that no longer serve us. Don't be sorry for your journey. It's your journey. You may have made some mistakes, yeah, but they weren't the final destination. No, they were simply some miscalculated steps, a step with a stumble, but you got back up. Don't be sorry. It was necessary. I love testing my truths, you know? Like, I love to reaffirm to see if something is still for me. A few months ago, I reconnected with, a little bit of daily fasting. I got real selective with the foods that I was consuming, and I noticed within a week or two, pain that I felt in my joints for a while disappeared. Aches I felt were gone. I felt lighter. I felt stronger. Push-ups were flowing. Listen, I was throwing those push-ups around, those pull-ups like, easy. I felt great. And I kept it going for a few months. Then I had a little bit of a cheat period, you know, started eating the foods that I cut out, the grains, the sugar, some ice cream, and more ice cream, a little bit of pasta, not gonna lie. And I was eating out more, you know, I was enjoying life, I was socializing, why not? Life is about being flexible, isn't it? It's not about being married to one way of being every single day, but it's our ability to be intuitive. But I did notice pretty quick, after like a week, when I was in the gym, all those joint pains came back and I was tense, I was sore, and I was like, ah, I was right. So those certain foods like the pastas, the grains, the sugars, oh, those cause great irritation for me. They don't work for my body. And it's not the first time I realized this, I already knew this. But to experience the polarity a few times, it's beautiful because it reaffirmed and triple confirmed what is for me and what isn't. I can strengthen myself deeper now, step into alignment, nourish myself in every journey outside our comfort zone, every misstep, every stumble. We realize they all led us back to our path, clearer and stronger. So don't be sorry. It was necessary. We are ever evolving, constantly learning what serves our highest self and what doesn't. And through it all, we grow. We grow beautifully. Embrace the journey, my friend. Get to know the process. And then you will trust the process and remember that every step, whether smooth or stumbling, is leading you to your truest self. Intuitively, each step we get closer to a deeper knowing. Don't be sorry. It was necessary. You know, this isn't just a phrase. You know, it's like a mantra, a guiding light in those uncertain times. When we find ourselves lost, when the path seems like we're going in the wrong direction, and the weight of our missteps feels so heavy, don't be sorry, it was necessary. This simple phrase invites us to see beyond the immediate struggle. It invites us to step into grace and know that every misalignment is an opportunity for realignment. You know, the most profound lessons often come from our darkest moments. It's true, we all love a good movie, a good story that got some dark moments. You know, we question suffering, but us humans, we sure are good at making something beautiful out of our suffering, right? Aren't we? When we step out of alignment, it's like wandering off a well-trodden path into the wilderness. At first, it might seem frightening, disorientating, but in that wilderness, we discover new landscapes within ourselves. We find strengths that we did not even realize that we had, and we confront fears that have silently guided our actions. You know, look to life in itself, nature, the Most High, God, and there's simple solutions and answers all around us and within us. I love using nature as like a teacher. You know, there's so many metaphors in it. Like, consider the caterpillar. You know, it's wrapped in the darkness of its cocoon from the outside, caged. It looks like a period, a stillness, you know, even stagnation. But inside, a transformation is occurring. The caterpillar is breaking down its old form to emerge as something entirely new. A butterfly, a beautiful butterfly. This transformation couldn't happen without that moment of stillness and darkness, without the confinement of the cocoon. And just like us, our periods of misalignment are like that cocoon. They are times when we are breaking down our old selves and making way for a new, more aligned version for us to emerge into the world with a new story, a better story. So don't be sorry for these periods. They are necessary. We often like to cherry pick our experiences, but we're thankful for the happy and loving times, aren't we? But the rest of the emotions and experiences on the human spectrum, we like to forget or regret or simply ignore, but they are just as important, regardless of how we feel about them. We place good or bad meanings to them, but we all know sometimes the best lessons are in the hard lessons. When we give ourselves grace to walk down these paths, we cultivate strength, resilience, a new perspective. We learn to trust the journey, knowing that every turn and twist is guiding us back to our center, our source. And we become like the trees, deeply rooted yet flexible in the wind, able to sway with the storms of life without breaking. In the Tao, which is one of my favorite philosophies, you know, there's a concept called Wu Wei, which means effortless action or action through non-action. And it teaches us that sometimes the best way to move forward is to let go and allow the natural flow of life to guide us. When we stop resisting our journey and start embracing it, we align with this principle, my friends. We find that even in our missteps, they have purpose. Your presence has so much purpose, leading us to a deeper understanding and a more profound enlightenment with our true selves. So my friends, don't be sorry. It was necessary. That journey, that path, that turn, it was necessary. Every step of your journey, every moment of doubt, every stumble has brought you to this very moment. Embrace it, learn from it, and know that you are exactly where you need to be. And you don't know in hindsight, everything is gonna be all right. That's a vibe thing. Powered by Cha. Audio version available on Spotify, Apple, and other streaming networks. And consider joining us in our exclusive community space for guided experiences and more. Check it out.